This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. North Carolina legislators are holding a special session today. Republican legislative leadership announced this session only yesterday in order to rewrite two proposed constitutional amendments. This comes after a state three-judge panel declared earlier this week that those two amendments could not appear on the November ballot. WUNC Capitol Bureau Chief Jeff DeBerry is here to give us the latest. Welcome back, Jeff.
Great to be here, Frank.
Let's go back to these constitutional amendments and why the judges said they could not appear on the ballot. What was the ruling?
In short, they said this was misleading language, and it amounted to questions that could, if they were approved by the people, cause irreparable harm to the governor. So it was not so much the contents of the proposals, but the merits in which they were being presented, how they were being presented, that three judges ruled earlier this week. At least two of the six proposed constitutional amendments, the ones dealing with executive powers, could not move forward. And what the judges effectively did was they left the legislature with three options. One, they could appeal up to the state Supreme Court. But listeners may remember the state Supreme Court has a 4-3 Democrat over Republican advantage, meaning that the appeal might not be that advantageous for lawmakers. So that was A. B, they could simply take the defeat and say, all right, we're not going to get these two proposed constitutional amendments on the ballot in November. But as you know, that's not really the style of most legislatures, certainly not this one, to just sort of take the defeat. So three, the three judges gave them the option to come back and try again with the scope of these proposed constitutional amendments related to executive powers. And that's where we are today.
All right. Related to executive powers, and give us a summary of what these, what each of these would have done.
The ones that would that the legislature was trying to move forward, one would have dealt with judicial vacancies. Of course, judges in this state, from the state Supreme Court down to the local level, they're political candidates. They run. They're on the ballot. They're elected by the people. But if someone is to retire or age out or pass away, when there are vacancies, that for decades, going back nearly a century, those vacancies have been filled by the governor. So the legislature wanted to move those appointments of judicial vacancies under the jurisdiction, the power of the legislature. So that one was initially struck down. They're trying to work on that one again here today. And one of the concerns, hopefully I can explain this correctly, it's fairly muddled. One of the concerns from the left, from Democrats, was the fact that a potential judicial vacancy appointment from the legislature, which would not have been subject to a gubernatorial veto, could have been connected to a controversial piece of legislation and intended or unintended would have limited the governor's ability to veto legislation that he or she in the future did not see fit. So they're coming back. They're going to apparently work on that fix today and make the judicial vacancy proposed constitutional amendment a little bit more narrow and clear in scope. That's one. The bigger of the proposals would have changed or shifted appointment powers to hundreds of boards and commissions throughout state government that are currently under the power of the governor and brought those back under the legislature. That was also struck down. So what they're doing today is they're leaving all of those boards and commissions outside of the debate and of the proposed constitutional amendment, with the exception of the State Board of Elections and Ethics. This is a board that, you know, they deal with local disputes. If Durham County or New Hanover County, whatever county, can't deal with early voting hours, or they can't come to consensus on Sunday voting, or if there are ethical or campaign finance questions that emerge, this is the board that largely deals with that on the state level. It's also a board that has been a point of conflict between the legislature and the governor for several years now. It at the moment is a 9-member board. What this proposed latest constitutional amendment would do is make it an 8-member board. The Republicans say that that is better in terms of not having a board that would have a partisan tilt. And Democrats are conversely saying, if you have 8 members, we're likely going to have deadlock frequently, particularly on things that need some sort of consensus or ruling.
All right. And are they going to get is the language available now? And, you know, has it been written? Are they going to do this today, do you think?
The language is available now. It is online. Oddly enough, members of the media, we actually got this before Democrats in the legislature got this yesterday, something the Democrats were not happy about and were pretty vocal about yesterday and then again today. So it is out there. We've heard plenty of complaints and folks are frustrated, some in the majority, but obviously more so in the minority, just about a special session being called with less than 24 hours notice.
It's a real pattern, though. It's a real pattern for this legislature to very quickly call legislation on huge, momentous, talking about constitutional amendments, momentous public policy issues with very little notice and very little scrutiny.
This is the seventh special session that we've had in just about 2 years' time. And it is, to your point, this is significant. This would alter the state constitution. These are proposals that will not emerge from either of the bodies here without a 3/5 vote. It appears at this point as though the House and Senate do have enough, 72 in the House, 30 votes in the Senate to advance them forward. And then voters will get a crack at these in November. But of course, you know, one central question to all this is how much do the North Carolinians at large, are they really paying attention to this? Do they really understand some of just the nuanced and cluttered nature of this whole thing?
All right. Jeff DeBerry, WNC's Capital Bureau Chief. Thank you, Jeff.
You're welcome.